this interview is about chores and interviewing Mr. Copas at 203 Church Street, Chesting, Michigan, at his house. This is for Honors English 2, and today is the 27th of December, 1989.
Okay.
What were some of the chores when you were a young boy you did?
We used to have to go out. We lived on a farm. I used to go out and get the water, bring it in the house, bring in the firewood, take out the ashes when needed, go down to the next farm and get milk and eggs, and that's about it.
Can you remember anything else you did?
Shovel the driveway in the wintertime with snow, when the snow fell. Went out to the road and got the mail. That's about it.
Okay. Would you describe how it was like doing your chores?
Well, as a little kid, sometimes it was strenuous. You know, carrying water in the house or bringing wood in. Sometimes some things were enjoyed and some weren't.
How did the chores affect the way of your lifestyle?
Well, I think they made me a better person as to my daily life, even as a grown-up, of making sure things were done when they were supposed to be done.
How were you taught to do your chores?
Through my older brother, when I was younger. And probably my parents also.
Did you have a say in what chores you did?
Not really. When they had to be done, either my older brother or my parents would just tell me to do it, and I'd do it.
But what if you didn't do
them? Oh, I can't remember. Probably would have got chewed out or by somebody. But I usually end up doing them anyway.
Did you ever have to do the same chores all the time?
Oh yeah, quite often. Quite often.
Could you describe how you got paid for doing chores?
Well, as I recollect, as a young kid, I never got paid at all. There was no money given out. I mean, we were probably treated, you know, with clothes or maybe some extra food or cakes or cookies or something like that. But there was, you know, back in them days, there wasn't any money to be had, you know, to say, hey, we're going to pay you so much an hour or whatever. That wasn't, there was no money at all.
What are some of the daily work chores you did?
Well, like I said, I had to get water and bring the wood in and stuff. We had a wood stove out on the farm, and just regular old chores. After school, we had to do certain things.
What happened if you didn't do your chores?
Well, I can't remember of not ever wanting not to do them. We just did them, that's all. I mean, I was just brought up that way to do them.
When did you start doing chores around the house? At what age?
Well, I can't really remember what age, but I'm going to say I was, you know, in the lower grades in school. I was quite young, but I can't give you a definite age.
What kind of chores did you do when you were like 5 or 7 years old?
Probably the same thing as I said previously, you know, bringing in water and wood and taking out ashes and going out to the road. The house was quite a ways from the road and somebody had to go get the mail.
Did you, like, get more chores put on you when you got to be a teenager?
Oh, yeah. We moved from there into town, and I used to have to go downtown and get groceries or, you know, shovel the walks, sidewalks. We had a furnace in the house, and I used to have to go down and take care of the furnace every night, bank it. Yeah, that's about it, I guess.
Do you and your brothers take turns doing chores? And if so, explain how you took turns.
No, in later years, my brother was gone in the service, and I just did them all by myself. So, you know, we didn't swap off or anything. He was a little bit older than I was, and he went in service, and I did them all. Whatever there was to be done.
What was wood cutting like?
The what?
Wood cutting.
Well, we used to cut it with an axe. We used to get wood brought in that was cut to certain lengths, and then we'd just split it. Cut it so it would fit an old wood cooking stove in the kitchen. And then we had coal that we brought in for the dining area, an old coal stove in the dining room. But there wasn't much sawing or anything. It was all just splitting it with an axe.
How did you haul the wood?
As I remember it, they had it brought in on a truck. And they dumped it and we piled it up by the back of the house.
Do you explain how you felt about doing your chores?
Well, like probably like most any kid. Sometimes it was okay and other times, you know, you didn't really feel like you wanted to do it.
Do you think the chores you did were fair?
Oh, yeah. Now that I look back at it, I do. Yeah, quite a bit.
Okay. How did you feel?
How did I feel?
Yeah.
What do you mean, how did I feel?
Like, were you happy to do your chores?
Well, like I say, I think at times I were, and other times I weren't. Just like any kid, you know, you're going to put up a little restrictions on some things, and maybe you want to go play or whatever, and you had things to do.
Okay. Of all the chores you did, which one do you like doing, did you like and dislike the most?
Oh, probably the one I disliked the most was probably carrying water in when we were on the farm. As far as carrying the wood in, that wasn't too bad because that wasn't too far to go after. It was just outside the house.
Okay. How did you bring the water in when you got water?
In a pail.
Pail?
Yeah.
Were they heavy or?
Oh yeah, they were heavy for a little guy.
How far did you have to go and get the water?
Oh, I'd say the well was probably maybe 75 feet away from the house. Had a hand pump. We had a prime it, and you know, pump the water in the pail and then bring it in the house. Sometimes you had to bring 2-3 pails in.
And where'd you go to get the milk and eggs at?
Well, about a quarter of a mile up the road from where we lived, the next farm.
Did you walk or?
No, usually walk, yeah.
And how did you go get your groceries?
Well, my mother used to go in town. You know, we had a car and she used to go in town and get groceries. Sometimes I'd go with her and sometimes I wouldn't. When we moved from the farm in town, why, we were about 4 or 5 blocks from the downtown area, and I used to walk down there, go down with my bicycle, and bring it back.
And when you said about banking the wood, what do you mean by bank it?
Well, you'd put a lot of wood in the fire for the night, and you know, so try not to have it go out during the night. You put a little extra wood on a fire, you know. And then you kind of close the stove down so it burns slow instead of having a big draft in it while you try to hold a fire all night long.
How did you start it up?
Well, usually you had to start with paper and, you know, kindling wood or little chips of wood to get it going. Then you'd have to throw wood on, you know, bigger pieces on later.
How much leisure time do you have after you've done your chores?
Oh boy, that's hard to measure. Because as I was a kid, you know, it wouldn't take you too long to do your chores. And then usually do that before we'd have supper or something, in the afternoon or evening. And then after you got that done, we didn't have television then, so you had the radio to listen to or homework to do or whatever. You had the whole rest of the evening, you know, do whatever you wanted to do.
How come you disliked getting water the most?
Because it was the heaviest for my size when I was younger. And, you know, you have to walk, say, 75 feet with a big pail of water and then make 2 or 3 trips. It was kind of a tough job.
Did you have them, like, thing on your back?
No, just a stainless pail and with a handle on it.
And you said about you burned coal, and where'd you get the coal?
That was brought out by a coal yard or come in a truck, you know, they come out and dump a ton of it or whatever, and then we'd throw it in a bin.
Why did you carry water in?
Didn't have running water when we lived out on the farm. You know, this is back in the early 30s, and running water was an extremely scarce item then. Everybody had wells or pumps or something. You know, some of them had pumps in the house, but this place that this farm we were at, it had just had a well. In the towns and stuff, why they had they had running water in the small towns, so we had to carry water in.
And what did you use the water for to carry it in?
Everything, cooking, washing clothes, or taking a bath, or whatever. It all had to be carried in and heated. We had a reservoir in the stove. And kept water hot to do dishes with and wash your face and shave and all that stuff, you know. And then when you took a bath, well, you had to carry a lot of water in. Put it in a tub, you know, heat it up first and then put it in a tub. So it was quite a deal.
Who usually did the washing clothes?
My mother.
Do you remember any other chores you did?
No, not really.
question. Thanks a lot.
Well, that's it.